In 1994, newly elected Mayor Rudolph Giuliani and his police chief Bill Bratton unveiled a plan to restore a city suffering from a crack epidemic and high crime. Under quality of life policing, the NYPD began enforcing a zero-tolerance policy of even minor infractions. A key feature of the new strategy targeted marijuana use. Misdemeanors soared from fewer than 1,000 in 1991 to over 50,000 in 2000. Now, new findings suggest that blacks and Hispanics have disproportionately borne the brunt of these arrests. Jonah Engel has more.
Many New Yorkers may believe that marijuana is no longer treated with the severity it used to be. Legally speaking, they'd be right. State law considers possession of less than an ounce to be a violation, something for which you're issued a ticket. Where the law comes down is when marijuana is in public view, or MPV. People may be buying or selling or smoking in a public space. This is treated as a misdemeanor, and you'll be handcuffed, booked, and jailed until a judge is ready to see you. Numbers published this week by the National Development and Research Institutes find that if you're black or Hispanic, possession of marijuana can still be a big deal, and the police are going after the drug in a big way. Last year, 10% of all arrests in the city were for marijuana. Dr. Bruce Johnson is one of the authors of the study that looked at marijuana misdemeanor arrests in New York City between 1980 and 2003.
Although African Americans and Hispanics each accounted for only about 25% of New York City residents, African Americans accounted for over half, 52%, of what we call MPV arrests, and Hispanics for 32% of the MPV arrests.
These figures beg the question, do blacks and Hispanics smoke more? Actually, the opposite is true. Government surveys find that whites are most likely to have smoked marijuana. Both critics and supporters of the NYPD's marijuana arrest policy agree on why there are such racial disparities.
The police have been deployed to the areas with the greatest level of crime.
Professor Eli Silverman of the John Jay College of Criminal Justice is an expert on policing. He says the racial disparities are not a result of bias, but rather simple arithmetic. Asadullah Muhammad, a critic of the NYPD's methods, who works with youth of color on criminal justice reform, agrees.
Wherever you're looking for dirt, you're going to find it.
But the NYPD is looking harder in certain places. Last month, the police department released figures that it had stopped and frisked over 500,000 people in 2006. 85% of them were black or Hispanic, the exact proportion of those arrested for marijuana misdemeanors who are people of color. The NYPD claims the policy is not racially biased. They point out that 93% of perpetrators whom they seek through stop and frisks are described to them by witnesses as black or Hispanic. They're simply following tips. But when people are stopped and frisked, one of the most common things police find is marijuana. Luis Ureña, who lives in Washington Heights, says he's been stopped and frisked more times than he can count.
Before Giuliani became mayor, I was stopped and they searched me and they found a bag of marijuana and they found a rolled blunt. So they took the bag and they let me keep the other thing. They're like, here. And they're like, don't be in the street. We don't want to see you in the street, blah, blah. Now it's been like, I've gotten caught for like what we call the roach, and you go through the whole process.
Chris Fabricant of the Bronx Defenders, who has handled hundreds of such cases, says Ureña's experience is not uncommon. He says the vast majority of those stopped and frisked who are caught with marijuana are charged with a misdemeanor, even though their drugs were not on display. And he says because white people tend to buy marijuana from dealers who make home deliveries, MPV is more common in communities of color.
In the projects or in poorer neighborhoods, people have to buy drugs on the street where it's much easier to get arrested. People have no privacy. They live with maybe a mom, a grandmother, and a lot of other people, and so people aren't going to be smoking in their own apartments, so they're forced outside.
Ultimately, the sentence for these misdemeanors is usually time served and 6 months probation. But, as Fabricant explains, the real punishment is the process.
You're supposed to be arrested, detained, put through the system, so to speak, and in front of a judge within 24 hours. But the reality is it's often 2 days, sometimes 3 days before you see a judge, and there's no recourse.
And Fabricant says there are longer-lasting consequences.
Collateral damages are often, anyway, much worse than the actual arrest and conviction. You can lose public housing, voting rights. You can lose a job. You can be deported. It just goes on and on.
Over 350,000 people have been arrested for marijuana misdemeanors in the 12 years since the NYPD decided to get tough on the drug. Yet no one claims that it has led to less marijuana use. And its impact on overall crime reduction? Professor Eli Silverman says the arrests have been one component of a successful package of policies.
Decentralization of authority, the CompStat model, making commanders accountable and giving them the resources to address the problems in their areas.
But other experts disagree. Professor Bernard Harcourt, an expert on crime and punishment at the University of Chicago, compared the numbers of marijuana arrests with the decline in overall crime in each precinct. He found no correlation between the two. The decline of crack, he says, is what led to the drop in crime.
African Americans and Hispanics are being detained more before arraignment, are being convicted at higher rates, are being sentenced to additional jail time at higher rates. There is no apparent explanation for this. With evidence like this, it's up to the New York Police Department to explain why there are these disparities.
While experts debate the value of aggressively prosecuting marijuana in an age of terror, one result is already apparent. The policy, which has overwhelmingly impacted people of color, compounds a deep sense of distrust among Black and Hispanic youth toward law enforcement.
Just about everybody I know hate the cops with passion.
Robert Bell is an 18-year-old youth organizer from Harlem, who says he gets stopped and frisked several times a week.
You know, they say protect and serve, but then protect and serve who, you know? Because most of the time when police come around in the neighborhood, that's when everybody feels nervous. That's the crazy part, you know? As soon as the police come, that's when everybody has to leave.
Harcourt and Johnson's research raises doubts as to the fairness and value of large-scale marijuana in public view arrests. They believe the NYPD should reconsider its policing priorities. For WNYC, I'm Jonah Engel.